Welcome to This Might Get Offensive podcast, episode 36. Yeah.
I don't know why Chan had to show you that shit.
So I listened to last week's podcast, and we've got a lot of good feedback, even from other people. They say they like
this. You and Chan, that's the feedback, isn't it?
My old lady.
On that.
My old lady said she liked it.
Oh my God.
But we're actually going to upload some more sounds. Some custom sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm kind of scared about that. He's
going to show me how to do that, and then it'll be a surprise for future.
It doesn't surprise me. You're going to throw something in there. I'm going to, like, whatever.
Yeah. So what's going on? How's it been going since last week?
It's all right. I haven't done anything, really.
Yeah.
Just being a cop on RP. That's about it.
Yeah. How's that? Evidently been pulling a lot of late nights. Me and you had a little discussion the other day about some maybe bedtime.
Bedtime?
restrictions going on here.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I've been giving him shit all week because halfway through the last podcast, he's getting really tired and he was starting to doze off a little bit. So I gave him shit all week. And then he kept saying that it's because it happens because he drinks.
No, I think it is though. And I'm not going to drink tonight.
And I said the other day, I said, well, you better fucking be going to bed early on Tuesday night. Because he stayed up till, what time did he stay up till on Monday night or Sunday night?
Like 1:15.
Yeah, and on Monday night it was what?
Like 12.
Tuesday night, what was it?
Last night? I went to bed pretty early last night.
You told me 11. No, you told me 11:30.
11? No. No, it was like 11 at the latest.
Oh, okay. So, so trying to get him, so he's here with us, But then he went ahead and ate 4 bowls of Alfredo tonight. And I said, fuck, I think that's going to put you down.
Yeah. Alfredo's good, though. I could probably live off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be good.
Just straight up Alfredo, or did you do some of that chicken, like I told you how to do it, remember?
No, I didn't do no chicken or shrimp. I was thinking about doing shrimp, but I didn't get any.
Yeah.
Just afraid of tonight. Yeah.
You try to do that skillet chicken I told you to try out that only takes 10 minutes to cook.
Yeah, I will. I just don't eat chicken right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I have chicken. So,
fuck
and then garlic bread, and then garlic bread.
Oh yeah, you gotta have the Texas toast or bread. It's so good. We had last night was sketty night. So how we do it is every other Tuesday we have spaghetti, and then when we don't have spaghetti, we have taco night. So we flip flop it. Last night was sketty night. I fucking love spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking mound that plate. Fucking miserable afterwards. So awesome. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So would that be your one food? Like if you had to live off food. One, you have one entree, I guess.
It'd probably be spaghetti or tacos.
So yeah, you gotta pick one.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Mine would be probably Alfredo, I think.
I mean, I pretty much almost eat spaghetti. So, like, we had spaghetti for dinner last night. So then I'll usually have it at least twice for lunch this week. And then 2 or 3 times, depending on if the kids have any or not, for their take it to school or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But last week worked out perfect. Okay, so we had spaghetti, and then I had it twice at lunches during that week, and there's one more And then that next Tuesday, my old lady packed it for me in my lunch. So I had spaghetti at lunch and then tacos for dinner. It was a twofer that day. Twofer Tuesday. You know what I mean,
Yeah.
bro? Fucking living the dream. You can't beat
Yeah.
that.
Spaghetti would be up there too. Probably top five.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'd
Yeah.
say top five. At least. It might be even a like third, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to think of second. I know it wouldn't be second. I'd probably go. I don't know. I don't know. Probably Alfredo again.
Yeah, I'm big on nachos too.
Yeah. Nachos wouldn't be bad. Maybe wings.
Nachos.
Actually, you know what? Wings.
Wings, yeah, wings. So top five. Okay, so number one, you got Alfredo. What's your number two?
Probably would have to
So
go.
it doesn't have, you don't have to have an order, just five
Right.
things that
Yeah,
would,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I got you. So, probably like buffalo wings of some sort. Honey barbecue. More likely the Jack Daniel's honey barbecue that Balls has. It's like my favorite.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say that. I kind of want to spread it out. I don't know if I'd have, if I, let's say I was on an island, right? And I can only take five things of food. I probably wouldn't double up on the pasta. But spaghetti would be number six then, but so top five. I don't know, maybe general chicken, fried
Okay.
rice.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to spread it
Well,
out.
generals, yeah.
So wild wing or like buffalo wings, or not buffalo wings, but honey barbecue wings, Alfredo, general chicken.
It's three.
Are we doing five?
Yeah, top five.
Top five. Let me think about this. Maybe a steak, probably like a ribeye.
Yeah, so there's four, so you
Do
got one more.
ribeye. I don't know. That's tough. I'll just do spaghetti again. Yeah, I'll throw spaghetti back in. I'll put spaghetti back in because I can't think of anything.
Yeah. So mine, of course, would be spaghetti, tacos, spicy garlic wings.
Okay.
I like spicy garlic wings.
I'll use them every now and then.
Pizza. And like, I'm not talking like just any pizza. Like, I'm talking pepperoni hamburger, pizza. You know what I mean? That's
Triple
good.
meter.
What's that? Double
A
meat.
triple me. Triple.
Yeah. And then number five, let's see. So I got, what did I say? Spaghetti, tacos,
Pizza.
spicy garlic wings,
Oh,
pizza.
pizza.
Oh, and nachos.
Nachos.
Yeah. Nachos is like a staple in our, like, I mean, so when I cut back, I had to cut nachos out. Because I eat like normally on Wednesdays after podcast day or after leagues or whatever, going up to bed, I'd always go upstairs and make a plate of nachos. I always look forward to it. The other day, I think it was last week or the week before, she's like, "You gonna make some nachos?" I'm like, "No, babe, I can't." She goes, "What do you mean you can't make no nachos?" Like, the point of cutting back's not eating, nachos in bed. But I
Yeah,
was
but
naughty this week on Monday and Tuesday because we ordered pizza over the weekend, Godfather's.
yeah.
Yeah. And so I had a couple slices of cold pizza when I'd go lay in bed. The puppy shared with me. So it's like it weighs, equals out.
Yeah. Was it
Yeah.
on Sunday or Saturday?
We ordered it on Saturday night from
Do you have it
Godfather's.
delivered? That's
What?
funny. Trying to think, like, you done on Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah, we ordered it Saturday. It probably would have been around
Nah.
seven-ish.
I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I did it on Saturday. I was thinking maybe
Weren't you out of town Saturday?
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It must have been Sunday. I think Sunday I had a So I DoorDash, you know, here and
Yeah.
there. And I think I had one from Godfather's. Because I think they have DoorDash, don't they?
I don't know if they have DoorDash. I know every once in a while they deliver, but you have
Oh,
to catch
okay.
them on a night that they do deliver. Some people might
Gotcha.
DoorDash it if they're not delivering, I bet.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that might be it. I was gonna say, cause yeah, but I think that was on Sunday, cause I was out of town and didn't get back till 7, so.
Yeah, and we
And
ordered it
no,
around
8.
seven or so.
Yeah, I don't even think I did on Saturday. Oh, my days run all together now. Seems like
It's because you're staying up too late.
old age.
Yeah, I think it's because you're staying up too
No.
late. Yeah. So, have you ever had? So, tonight, my old lady made for dinner, we had Zesto burgers and tater tots. I love fucking tater tots. But you know what a Zesto burger is?
I think we did talk about this before.
I think we have.
But I don't remember what it is.
So it's almost kind of like a sloppy Joe, right? But
Yeah,
instead of
okay.
like ketchup and stuff like
No.
that, it's.
You brought it to work one day.
Yeah. And you tried it and you
Yeah.
were fucking like, what the
No, I don't
fuck
think
is it? Yeah, you tried it.
No, I think
You liked it.
anyways, I thought it was like Sloppy Joe and you're like, no, it's Zesto and I'm like,
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but it must have been
Oh, yeah. That's
at a
probably what it
break.
was. But so what it is it's kind of like a sloppy Joe type sandwich or burger, I guess if you want to say. But it's with cream of chicken and sour cream, and then you let that all that cook together real well. Oh,
Gotcha.
it's so good. Fuck
I'll
yeah.
try that.
And
I've
then
never, yeah.
yeah. It's good. So a lot of people, some people that have come over and they haven't had it, they've said it reminds them a lot of like almost like shit on a shingle almost. Have you ever heard of shit on a shingle? That's
No.
almost well, that's almost like a gravy sausage or something kind of like that dumped on top of toast.
Oh, like basically like
Like white gravy, like biscuits and gravy.
biscuits and gravy, but without a biscuit and toast. It's just toast
Yeah.
instead.
Yeah,
Okay,
some
I
people
got you.
say, but they say it kind of reminds them of that, but it doesn't taste like that, of course. You know what I mean? It has its, because you got cream of chicken. It doesn't taste like gravy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I
I'll
grew
try
up,
sometime.
my dad used to make it all the time growing up, so we moved it over to our, what we do. It's fun. It's good. You have to try it out. Fuck yeah. So we all know you've just been doing the fucking thug life,
No, I'm
RPOing, you know.
RPOing. No, not thug life. I'm on the other side of the line right now.
Other side. So you went to the, you left the dark side and you went to the light side, huh? How's that
I
working out?
mean,
How's it feel over there? Do you have to work twice as hard at, when it's honest?
you get fucking shot at.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when it's hot, yeah.
So you
What
know what
most come.
line, what movie that's from?
No.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Have watched it a lot, but I don't remember. I
So
haven't seen it for a minute, though.
remember when he's trying to talk to Annalise? Oh. Yeah, I can't say it. I can never say her name.
A lady cop?
What's that?
Is she the lady cop?
No, it's his girlfriend in
Oh,
Gone in
yeah.
Six. Yeah, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he's talking to her and she's at working on the car, and then she says she has to go to work, and he's like, "You are at work," and she's like, "My other job. I found out that you have to work twice as hard when you're being honest." Something in that sense. But yeah, all I played this week is Madden. And I didn't play a lot of it, just a little bit here and there. I fucked around with the mutt stuff, did some challenges, and then I got tired of doing the challenges because I just wanted to play a game. So then I started that. They got this new mode called Superstar Mode, which is just kind of like face of the franchise, but they have three segments combined. So what they do is it's Superstar Mode. So it has pretty much face of the franchise, the yard, and then online, and then some other mode in there. I can't remember what the other mode is. It's all kind of in one, and you create your player, and then you can go through and build them up. You got XP and all that, and then you can play with your buddies and stuff online with them too, like on three
Gotcha.
versus three stuff. I started that, played a little bit of that, but it's like when you choose to be the quarterback, you only play that position. It's not we don't play defense or whatever.
Yeah, I
So I did it.
sometimes like that back in the day, they had something like that.
Yeah. So it's nice. What I figured out, I like doing regular franchise. So I started a franchise and I'm a coach, of the Bengals, of course. But I started that. I'm only got the second game of preseason done.
Oh,
But they
gotcha.
added a lot of stuff to the franchise mode. They got training camps and all that stuff in there now. So it's pretty cool. But I found out when you do like when you have time, you do regular game, but say I only have like 20 minutes left before I have to get off or go do something, you know, or like 15, 20 minutes. Well, that's not enough time to play another game. You know what I mean? Because normally a game takes about 60 minutes. Well, then I'm like, well, I'll just jump in and I'll do a deal on that superstar mode because I'm only playing quarterback and you don't almost play like the coach did a strategy. So he might pull you out for a little bit and then put you back in. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm still fucking around with that, learning. It's been so long since I played Madden, but I'm picking it up. It's almost just like riding a bike, you know? But we used to play it so much that I started off right on all pro mode. I didn't go down. So the new passing deal is kind of cool. I kind of like it. I like this. I like the game this year. I really do. But that's all I've really played. I need to get back into my Star Wars game, but so today you mentioned something about the F1 league. Did you hear anything about that? I haven't heard anything about that. Do you think he's going to be doing it or?
Yeah, the 21st September, I
Oh, is
think
that when
so.
he's? Because he hasn't posted nothing.
Yeah, I think he was just, I think he was going to. Is that on a, let's see. 21st, I think. No, 20th, my bad. 20th September.
Nice. So how's he gonna do? Is he gonna do it like the league, or is he gonna do the online stuff?
No, he's gonna do it. He'll make the own, like, he'll do the his own thing or whatever. Was that what you mean by the online, I take it?
Where you actually create the league, or if he does it himself, then it's online.
Yeah, online. Yeah, I
Yeah.
believe. Or not, I believe, I know that's what he's
So he
gonna
could
do.
have the cross play or whatever.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking hit that up or what, bro?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Depends on, we'll see what we do with this.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know I was gonna see it. I mean, we can talk about it more. No one wants to hear us fucking debate. You know what I mean? But I was gonna say, like, if you did want to do that, I mean, during some of them times, we could always do go into a bi-weekly deal. You know what I mean? If you wanted to. But we can talk about that tomorrow or something. But you know, and then on those Wednesdays you're not doing it, I'll just sit around and stare at my computer. It's
You
not good.
just try to
Yeah.
You're just trying to get like to be able to use these sounds. That's what you're doing.
You think it's funny? Look at your
I'm
face
gonna
right
create,
now.
I'm gonna create this just long, elaborate 2-minute story just so I can hit this button at the
You fucking ate that up though. Look at your
end
face. You think that's
of
funnier than shit. Huh?
it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, but no, seriously, no, I was telling my old lady that. When I was coming down and getting the computer set up, I was like, yeah, I know that we're gonna talk about it. And I said, oh fuck. Because I really do like doing it on having us do it on Wednesdays, you know.
Yeah.
I like having my Thursdays open, I found out. But we'll figure it out. We'll get there. You know, I don't want to restrict people from doing what they want. You know what I mean? Oh. But I personally don't plan on doing the F1. I'm not gonna buy the game, though. Mortal Kombat comes out September 19th, 14th or 19th, that week. Doesn't matter. It's coming out. You hear about the new Mortal Kombat?
Nope.
You ever play fighting games?
Not for a long time, not for a while.
Yeah,
I
I'm
had
pretty
Mortal
pumped.
Kombat 10.
So I played Mortal Kombat, two, one, was it Mortal Kombat 1 and 2? We've had this discussion before. But yeah, I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. I was just talking to my brother about it this weekend. Did you see that trailer I dropped on in our Discord today? Under gaming news or whatever. Yeah. It looks pretty good. It had a hype, little hype trailer or whatever. You know that guy
Gotcha.
from Guardians of the Galaxy that, oh, I never remember his name, but he's like the dumb strong guy, the gray and red guy. Yeah, he's in the trailer talking or whatever. Yeah.
Gotcha. But Batista is his real name, I believe, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So who, I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
I might be having the wrong wrestler.
No, you don't, because right here, I'll just go up to gaming news. Right here, roll up, and it says Batista.
Oh,
Dave
Dave. Yep.
Batista.
Mr. David Batista.
Yeah. It's pretty good. You should check out the that trailer. It's fucking, if you're into Mortal Kombat or anything like that, it'll get you fucking pumped. Yeah, my brother was already talking shit to me this weekend, so he'll kick my fucking ass. I'm almost, you know, you hate to admit it, but even like in Madden or like some of these games where the really fine movement with your hands and controllers and eye movement, you find out
Yeah.
the older you get, the slower you get at it. So, you know what I mean? No matter how
Yeah.
much you do it or whatever. But yeah. So fuck yeah. I'm excited for some of that Mortal Kombat action. You be fucking done. So you're gonna get that off EA Pass then?
Which,
The F1 2023?
if they have it on there, I don't know if they will by then. I'm kind of holding out, and then same
Yeah,
with
and then
Madden.
definitely Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pumped about fucking Madden. Fucking
Okay.
pumped. You are.
You're making up stories all the time about this Madden deal.
Don't know what your deal is right now.
What?
I don't know what your deal is right now. I know how much you like Madden. I
Yeah.
think you're just waiting for me to do a sound every time you're like,
No, I'm just like,
hmm.
yeah, we're back on this deal again. Like,
Yeah, you love
if
Madden. You can't say you don't. When we played Madden all the time, you told me that you really did it. That was one of the games that we played that you really did enjoy playing.
just.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll get to that some other time. I want to touch base real fast on NASCAR fantasy, and then we're going to jump into football. What do you think about that? Huh? Anything?
There you go. We had to
Football.
look for it.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't actually ready for it, but so sad days. I lost the regular season championship.
What's that?
I lost the regular season championship for NASCAR Fantasy. Oh,
Okay.
you're a fucking asshole. So, anyways, they raced at Daytona this past week. I had a decent lineup. At one time, I was leading it, but just how it turned out, Tron actually, he the guy that overtook the points last time, he actually won this past weekend, which sealed his championship, regular season championship. So, congratulations to Tron on w winning our SBG NASCAR Fantasy regular season championship. Now all resets and we're going into the playoffs here. We'll see if I can redeem myself or whatever. So pretty excited about that. We'll just bounce into some results here. And scroll up. This is the little scroll action. And so here we go. Let's fucking dial this. So for the Daytona results was Tron one, followed by Red in second. Greek's brother got third. My aunt got fourth. I got fifth. Bert's old lady got sixth. Bert got seventh. My uncle got eighth, Chan got ninth, my old lady got 10th, and Derner got 11th. I don't know, but I think Bert needs to be like doing something about his old lady here because she's kind of outdoing him here lately, you know? So, and for the regular season overall standings, we got Tron in first. I came in second. Red got third. My uncle got fourth. Bert got fifth. My aunt got sixth. Bert's old lady moved all the way up to seventh. Chan got eighth. My old lady got ninth. Greek's brother got 10th. And Derner got 11th. So, yeah. So that's how that went. Now we're going to be getting ready for the playoffs here. I think we'll be going to Darlington this weekend. So let me double
Nice.
check that. I like to double check what I say. September 3rd, Darlington. So, yep. That's what's going down in the hood in that scenario. They had a, did you see any highlights from any of that? The
The
race
race?
on, yeah, on Saturday
Oh,
night.
I seen a still photo of a car, the car. I know you're
Yeah,
talking
Ryan
about.
Preece when he fucking rolled his car. Dude, that was a pretty insane crash. I haven't seen something like that for a long time, but those new cars are, they do the job, so he's okay. He was released from the hospital on Sunday or whatever, so haven't heard much anything else about it, but other than that, yeah. Fuck yeah. So tomorrow night, 7:30, we got our SBG fantasy football draft going on. 14 team league. Fuck yeah, you pumped, bro? You fucking ready to go? Let's fucking do this. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited.
If Chan had to die, how do you think you'd like to go?
Sexually.
Oh God, okay, why'd I ask that?
Oh, no, hell yeah, I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depending on do you have the order set or no?
No, it doesn't set till hour before.
Hour, okay.
Yep, so everything sets an hour before the order gets set, and we're doing a snake draft. And then, yeah. And then you can start queuing your guys an hour before. Like set your draft board or whatever. But, or sorry, queuing is like in case you miss, it picks the people who you queued. But yeah, anyways, I'm pretty excited. We'll see how it goes. You know, this is only my second year doing fantasy football, and I always thought people had big leagues, and we had 10 people last year, and we had more people join. And then everyone's like, "Well, I've never been in a league that big." I guess the most it's common for a 10 to 12 team league. I guess that's the most common. They normally don't get bigger than that, huh?
Yeah, because we start running out of players, I think is the main thing.
No, fucking pussies. I think it'll make it more interesting rather than people having so many stacked people. You know what I mean? It'll make you think. You'll have to think more, you know? Or you're st or what you're going to see is people picking players way before their ADP. You know what I mean? So I think that's something we're going to see tomorrow too, personally. But you never know. We'll find out. Yes. My lady says she's picking Mahomes in the first round. You're going to pick Mahomes in the first round or Kelsey, babe? Mahomes?
It would
He's doing the same thing I am. Like, so last year, Durner picked Mahomes like the number two or three pick overall.
yeah,
And
he's
I,
got to be
and
up there.
he's second, he's a second rounder, second or third round. At ADP, average ADP, Mahomes, Jackson, and Allen are late second rounders to or early third rounders. And then Burrow is a late third rounder to early fourth rounder, like by average of what people are drafting him. But you'll have the typical go. I mean, hey, if someone wants to take Mahomes right before and leave me Jefferson or McCaffrey or Chase or Tyreek Hill, you know what I mean? But we'll see. I'm excited. I think it will be really interesting. I think we'll try this year and next year. I've been looking a lot into stuff like, have you heard of super flex leagues?
That's where you have like quarterback or whatever.
Yeah, it's where you can have two quarterbacks. So that'd be pretty interesting. That would change the whole drafting. Usually they say in super flex leagues, you'll see quarterbacks go right away, like in the first round. So, after football starts tomorrow too.
Well, it started
Week
last
zero.
Saturday.
Husker football?
Not Huskers, but
Or
USC
that's what
played
I,
last week.
well, yeah, but I said Husker football is
Oh, I
tomorrow.
thought.
Is
Oh,
what,
yeah.
yeah. So,
I have a question.
yeah. Did you watch USC?
No, I didn't. I kind of, yes and no, I didn't watch very much of it. So,
Did they win?
yeah, oh yeah, they won
Who'd they
against
play against?
San Jose State.
Oh, they had a throwaway game.
San Jose State ain't bad, actually.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get like what? Not is Southern Miss. Who do we have this year?
Let's pull up the fucking schedule, bro.
Yeah, I should do that, huh?
I thought you were gonna have that stuff ready.
No, I don't have the Nebraska one. I have like
Oh.
first week of NFL up.
Schedule. So here we go. So we're at Minnesota tomorrow at 7 p.m. and then Colorado September 9th. And then we're at Northern Illinois the
That's
16th,
now nor we
Louisiana
play.
Tech, and then Michigan the 30th.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's gonna be a fucking bend over, fucking slam it in my ass, fucking dry. Then we play Illinois, Northwestern, Purdue, Michigan State, Maryland, Wisconsin, Iowa. So we have a pretty decent schedule.
If we win tomorrow, I think we'll have a 7 to 8 wins this year.
Yep. That'll be pretty good. That'll be good. So, since we're talking about college football, last week we talked about doing a little pick'ems deal between us. So I figured it'd be kind of cool to pick who do you think the conference winners would be in each Power Five. Let me see here. Let's see, double Power Five conferences. Okay, let's see. Hopefully this is up to date. I guess I didn't see. This is Wikipedia. You never know if that's even fucking right. Or you just look it up on NCAA. You know it?
Yeah, well, you're just trying to look at Power Five conferences.
I was just looking at, I'll hit images. And hopefully it's up to date.
I'll tell you if it's not.
Okay, so right here, I got this one. So it'd be ACC is Clemson, Wake Forest, Virginia, Pitt, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Boston College, Florida State, Miami, and is that Louisville? Dude, I did
Yeah.
that all by looking at their logos, babe. How good is that? Yeah, it didn't even. Big Ten is Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan State, and is that you, Illinois, Indiana?
Possibly just an eye, right?
It's a no, Illinois is the I. It's the I with the U in it.
Yeah,
Indiana
sure.
University.
Usually they go by the eye though too, I think. I'll tell you right now. Let me check.
So the Big Ten only has nine teams. Oh, it doesn't have Nebraska in there.
Yeah, I don't think you said Rutgers either.
Oh no, sorry. This is bowl el eligible Power Five teams. Look at me, I already fucked it up. What's this one?
Oh yeah, you're on that. You that me? Okay, never mind. I see what you're saying now.
How hard is it just to get? Let's see that boy. Football. Options. There we go. We'll just go straight here. So, okay, so we got FBS. And then the Power Five would be the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, S and SEC, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what happens if I just click on them? Is it going to tell me the teams? So your ACC teams are Boston College, Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Miami, North Carolina State, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest. Okay, so who are you thinking? Conference champion.
The easier one would be, I was thinking maybe Florida State. Just say the easier one would probably be Clemson.
Think Florida State's that good this year, huh?
They're ranked number 8 right
No,
now, and
they're
Clemson's ranked number
fabulous. I
9.
fucking hate
I
Florida's
don't like Florida
teams.
State either, but they got a decent team.
So
I'm a,
I'm gonna
let's
go
I'm a, let's go ahead and say, I'll just say Clemson.
Clemson. Yes,
Yeah.
that's the safe bet. I like Clemson.
I hate
I'm
Clemson.
gonna go crazy. What's North Carolina ranked this year?
21.
Yeah. Didn't they play in the championship last year?
ACC, I don't know. I don't like ACC.
I've kind of been pulling for North Carolina here lately, but I don't think they'll win the championship. I think they're far off. I'd have to take probably Clemson.
Yeah, they're just a safe bet. Florida State, I would say it was maybe up there, but I don't think they're as solid of a team.
Right.
I know they had trouble at quarterback last year, stuff like that. So we'll see.
So ACC, both of us say Clemson. All right. So Big 12. Big 12 here, you got BYU, Baylor, Cincinnati. I didn't know Cincinnati was in the Big 12. Houston, Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas, Texas State, UCF, and West Virginia. Oh shit. Now I can't wait for the new game to come out.
Yeah, they expanded because we're losing Texas and Oklahoma next year.
Oh, I got you. So what are you thinking?
I'm gonna say, man, that's hard. I kind of want to say A State, but I'm gonna say K State.
Oh. So I don't know the rankings or anything. I'm just going off of. So Oklahoma goes usually up there. I fucking hate Oklahoma.
Your ranked teams are number 11 Texas, number 16 K-State, number 17 TCU, and Oklahoma's 20.
Cincinnati's not ranked this year.
I guess not.
They're
They're
fucking up.
usually.
Weren't they in the top
Oh,
10 last year?
they lost their coach. He's at Wisconsin now.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna take that one back then.
Yep.
I'll probably have to say, I fucking hate saying this, but I'm gonna have to say, Oklahoma.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, they've done the past 2 years, they've been in the top six.
Now, last year,
What were they last year?
they were terrible.
Really? See, I didn't watch college football last year.
Oops.
So you say K-State.
There were 6-6.
Nice. Nice. Oklahoma was Oklahoma. What ones did you say were ranked right now?
Oklahoma was 20, K-State was 16, TCU was 17, and Texas was 11.
Texas is 11. I'll go Texas. All right. So you're going K-State, and I went Texas. All right. Big Ten. We got Indiana, Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Rutgers, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin. What does Ben think?
Nebraska, obviously.
Whatever.
No. Probably Michigan, I think.
That's where I'm at too.
Yeah, I hate both Ohio State and Michigan. It'll obviously probably be one of them. But
It would be kind of cool if Wisconsin like did a Cinderella story or something,
so, well, here now. Are we doing who we're doing who wins the conference, right?
Yes.
Because you could have like Ohio State have a better record, get beat
Has to
by,
be conference champions.
yeah, okay. And so, yeah, I'd still take Michigan, I think. I think they're better than Ohio State this year.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. Okay. So now, Pac-12.
Easy for me.
Oh, USC. Yeah.
Yeah.
USC, Arizona State, Arizona, California, Colorado, fucking fags, Oregon State, Stanford, yeah, UCLA, Utah, Washington State. Utah won it last year, right?
Correct.
They beat Oregon. So what's the
They
ranking
beat
here?
who?
Didn't they beat Oregon?
In the championship game?
Yeah.
No, they beat USC.
Oh, they did? They beat Oregon to get to the championship, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yep.
that's the game I watched.
And they came back and won because, funny, a big donor for Oregon, like at halftime, because Oregon was up by a decent, I can't remember what score was, but Oregon was up by a little bit. And a big donor or somebody spent like $22,000. No, it had to be more than that, but he spent a lot of money buying up a booth for the Pac-12 championship game, and then didn't even get Oregon didn't even win the game.
Loser. So, what? Who's ranked?
Oregon is 15. Oregon State is 18. Utah is 14 and Washington is 10, and then USC is 6.
Was gonna pick Oregon just because I like their uniforms, but I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna probably have to say USC.
Attaboy.
Bill, we're not picking Nebraska. Okay, so we got one more conference left, the SEC. Yeah, we've done. Yeah, so we did one, two, three, yeah, four, five. So the SEC. So you got man, they just fucking changed it up this year, didn't they? I must have not paid attention at all last year
What do you mean?
to any some of these things. I didn't know Vanderbilt was part of the SEC.
Yeah, they have been for a while.
Have they?
Yeah.
They're 1-0. So Vanderbilt, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M. I'm gonna say Georgia. Well, who's ranked? I'll let you do that first.
Georgia's number one, and then Alabama 4, LSU 5, Tennessee is 12, and Ole Miss is 22, and A&M is 23. Just to be different, then I'll say Alabama. It's gonna be
Fucking
one of them too.
Alabama. I was hoping you're gonna say like someone cool like LSU or something. Or
I
Texas A&M.
hate
What's A&M?
23, but I hate. I
LSU?
hate the LSU head coach.
Oh, I don't know who.
And then I hate the Texas A&M head coach. So, yeah, probably like they're like top hated. I hate Jimbo Fisher at A&M, and I hate Brad Kelly. Is it Brad? Brian Kelly at LSU. Not Brad.
Would be interesting. Should we have my old lady fix some?
Don't matter. Or we could go through like a couple big games and like do pick 'em every week.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like what, maybe the top, at least the top game, and then
Yeah, I'll let you decide on that.
yeah, what's like the top games.
So, of course, you'll have to pick the Saturday at noon football game that, because that's supposed to be the game of the week, isn't it?
Saturday at noon.
Yeah, the big noon kickoff, isn't that like supposed to be, or is it the
Oh
Saturday
no,
night?
that's just Big Ten's like TV show.
No, I thought ESPN on ABC always does that. Really
Well, on
big.
Sunday at 6:30 is Camping World kickoff game, which is LSU Florida State.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really the only good game this week.
We're Nebraska and Minnesota.
Oh yeah, we could pick that.
Nebraska.
I'm serious. I would say Nebraska too, and they're like over 2 to 1 on the betting odds right now to win that game, which I think is very good odds, or like very good value. But.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Well.
I got 1, 2, 3. Trying to find a
Okay.
couple close games. Oh, here we go.
College game of the week. So, what's the game of the week?
We'll say let's do the LSU Florida or yeah, LSU Florida State. My bad.
LSU vs
But that one's on Sunday because they
Florida
have the
State University, FSU. And what's their rankings?
Five. No. Yeah, 5 and 8. LSU 5 and LSU or LSU 5, Florida State 8.
Ooh, that would be an interesting game. Well, I'm gonna go as LSU. What are you gonna
Yeah, they
go?
if I was putting money on it, yeah, I'd go LSU.
All right. Game of the week, we got that picked. Right there, babe. LSU or Florida State this week? Who's gonna win? Okay, all of us are LSU. Good choice. I'd have to kick you out if you said Florida State. Huskers, Minnesota. That's right.
Nebraska.
Yeah, she picked Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, give Yoder to me.
But he's pouting.
I know he's pouting. That's why I say, tell me, old buddy. Hi. Oh, it's a kiss inside. All right. Think. So we got our college football stuff picked out. Then we're so NFL starts September 7th. Is when NFL starts. So we got a week off for NFL, and then shit fucking goes down. I'm fucking pumped for that too. I think we're gonna get the Sunday ticket. So we'll see how that goes. But I thought also in the same sense as how we did the college conferences, I figured we'd do NFL division winners. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Do you want to do them next week?
What's that?
Next week?
Oh, I guess we could pick them next week since we still
No.
have a week off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that
see
makes more sense.
Burrow went back to practice.
Yeah, he's finally back at practice. He's been fine for like a week or so. He didn't travel with the team, Bernie, because they had a game or whatever, you know. They've mainly been focusing on that stuff, but they've just been extra cautious because he was like a week and a half later, he's walking around fine without the without the compression wrap on and everything.
Yeah.
So, hell yeah.
Yeah, it'll be I'm excited. Football's back. Pretty
Yeah, I'm
much
excited.
starts. Yeah, tomorrow. We
Yeah,
talked about this. I was
tomorrow.
thinking about maybe getting wings tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah. So I was thinking for our draft, I'll probably jump on our Just Chat and voice channel. So, and I was gonna post that in the deal so like people could talk while we're drafting. You know what I mean? That's kind of what we did. Remember when we did that last year?
Yeah, I don't think I'll probably get on the deal this time. I think last year I don't think I drafted.
No, you did an auto draft last
Yeah,
year.
because I was at the State Fair, I believe,
Yeah.
when that was going on.
Yep. So, you got any Ben's news of the week or anything?
I actually don't this week. There's a
Oh, there.
hurricane going on in Florida.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, there was something earlier that I heard some news, and I was like, "Oh, that'd make interesting news of the week," and I don't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Fucking slipped my mind.
Ooh. Ooh.
What? What's going on? Did you shoot yourself?
No, slipped your mind.
Oh. Well, you know, sometimes that happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Buck, what was it? No, I'm gonna have to see. Did I post anything in here? Sometimes I'll do that.
Yeah.
You hear about this Starfield game?
Everybody's hype for it. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's super hyped for it.
I haven't even looked into it, honestly.
Yeah, it's only a Xbox exclusive.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's one of those games. But yeah, I mean, technically, bro dog, that's all I got. Since we're gonna wait and do our NFL pick'ems next week.
Yep, I think yeah,
That's
doing right before.
yeah, that'll be good. Oh, I was gonna ask you, how have you been paying attention to baseball any or not?
The Dodgers, but that's about it. I haven't
Yeah.
really paid attention to this. Yeah, the Dodgers have been doing really good. Otani has done pitching this year. Is that, yeah, pitching.
Oh, really?
Right? No, hitting. Ohtani.
Yeah.
He got hurt. So I think,
Oh.
yeah, I think he's done pitching for the year.
I didn't know if you knew this, but the Sox are still losing. But
Ah.
they did beat the Orioles today, 10-5.
Yeah, that's good. I don't
Yeah.
like that.
But I mean, the Sox are sitting 53-81. So I'm
53.
thinking 53-81. So remember when I said they're going to get 90 wins?
Yeah.
I think I was confused and meant to say 90 losses.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, Baltimore. Hey, remember I picked Baltimore to win the AL East?
Yeah.
They're ahead by one right now.
Who did I say? Toronto is what. Is that who I said? Probably Toronto. I forget.
I have it right here. Tampa Bay.
Oh, I did pick Tampa Bay. Okay.
Yep. You did. Twins, Tampa Bay Rangers, Atlanta, Milwaukee, and LA. And I did Guardians. Oh no, I put down Tampa Bay. What a fucking idiot.
Ah.
Houston, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and LA.
Yeah, I'm looking pretty good actually on the.
I think what I did right there was I said Tampa Bay. I said I wanted the Orioles to win, but I think Tampa Bay would win. It's
No.
probably what I said there, but they're only one game out. So, hell yeah. Let's see. So far, let's see how we're doing. Minnesota has, oh man, the Guardians aren't fucking gonna win that one. So it's Minnesota, Baltimore, Seattle, Atlanta, Milwaukee, in LA. So you've missed two so far, and I've missed three.
And the
Because you picked.
two, well, like Seattle, Houston, and Texas, they're all right there.
Yeah.
75, 77, 78. No,
Yeah.
six.
76,
Little.
77, 75. But Seattle's in the lead right now because they've only lost 57 games and
Right.
Houston's lost 58.
Well, that's because I haven't played.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, even Chicago, the Cubs could come back and, I mean, they're only down three games.
I think Dodgers got theirs sealed.
Yeah, just a little.
Nah. Well,
Yeah,
14 games.
you're in the lead right now out of all us buddies at the beginning of the year when we did our
Yeah.
original pick-ems for team wise, because I'm the White Sox. Greek is the Red Sox. You're the Dodgers, and Chan is Colorado. Colorado has 49 wins. The White Sox have 53. The Red Sox have 69. And LA had 82.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm done talking about baseball now. Yeah.
Sad subject.
Oh.
Yep, there it is.
Well, fuck, bro. I don't really have anything else to talk about, do you?
No, not really. I'm just excited football's back.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. Give us something to talk about. Watch. We like fucking, we usually have like three different games on at once.
Yeah.
And if we get the Sunday ticket this year, that'll be even better. We
Oh,
have
yeah.
the Bengals going, you know what I mean? All the time. We'll have to do a little deal, get together or whatever.
Yeah. Have somebody
Watch some football.
smoke some food.
Yeah. I wonder who could do that.
Don't know. No clue.
All right, well, shit, bro. I think that's gonna wrap it up for this week, episode 36, huh?
Yeah, we're getting almost to 40
Yeah, we're getting there.
and half 100.
Yeah, and 50, fucking done it. We'll have to talk about see when F1 League starts, what we're gonna do or want to do around that time
Yeah.
or whatever. But whenever we find out what we want to do, we'll let all you bro dogs know about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll keep everyone in the loop. So unfortunately, you guys aren't going to get rid of us that easy. So we're here to rape your ears
Wow.
all the time. Fuck yeah. All right, well, fuck. I think that's gonna do her.
Alrighty.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace out, bro dogs.
Later.